Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day to have everyone here together to worship our Father in heaven. Do we have any first-time visitors here, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourselves? First-time visitors. All right, there we go. Oh, see, he caught you.
Son and daughter-in-law from Kansas City.
Yes. Yes, good to have you here. Good to have you. Do you live in Overland Park or whereabouts?
Downtown.
Okay, well, just good to have you here. All right. Charles.
Jan.
Reed. Where are you from, Jan?
Fort Worth.
Oh, great. Well, good to have you here. Thank you for coming our way. Any others? All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into our prayer requests. I have a few here that I've been contacted about. First of all, Todd, Allie is in a nursing home getting rehab, and she may be there indefinitely. They don't know for how long. So let's keep Allie, and also let's keep Leon in our prayers as well. Also, we want to keep Trey Schwabe's dad, Bob Schwabe. He's still in the hospital in Tulsa. We want to keep him in our prayers. And then Beth and my brother-in-law, Leon Snyder, is at MD Anderson. He's been there for quite a while. His cancer has come back. He's not doing well. So let's just keep Leon Snyder. And also just pray for his wife, Beth's sister, Patty, if you would. All right, so we'll start on this side. Phil, if you have a prayer request, raise your hand, talk right into the microphone, tell us your first name. Yes, right there, Kay.
Name is Kay. I'd like for us to pray for our grandson, Beckham. He's a sixth grader, and he was playing little league ball and fell on his elbow and did considerable damage to it. Right now, they have him in a brace and watching him and seeing if it will heal on its own. Otherwise, he's going to have extensive surgery. So, Beckham, sixth grade boy. Also our first responders. Yes.
You bet. Thank you, Kay. Other prayer requests on this side? Back in the back, Deborah.
I just have an update on Mary Stonecipher. I seen her Saturday. I've talked to her all week, but I seen her on Saturday, and she looked so much better because the last time I seen her, she was so pale and real weak, and now she's getting her color back, and she's looking better, and she's getting sassy like always. She said to thank everybody for the prayers, and she misses everybody, and she'll be glad when she can get back in church.
Deborah, thank you for reminding us of Mary, and when you talk to her, would you please tell her that we miss her? And
yes.
Miss her sassiness.
I did. Well. I did. But
thank
I'll
you.
Do it again.
Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome.
This side, yes, Diana up here, and then also.
Can I go?
Yes.
I just wanted to praise the Lord for all of his mercies as we traveled with the seniors at Cookson Hills all the way out to Arizona and back. We went through a lot of really crazy weather and through mountains. Steve did such a great job driving the whole way. The kids were great, and we got a lot accomplished, and I'm just really grateful for the way it all went. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Christine. That's a lot of fun doing that. I used to take 50 teenagers backpacking, and that was a lot of fun, too. Diana, right here.
I hope this doesn't sound foolish, but I think God hears all our prayers. It's
yes.
Very important to me. I would like you to pray for my dog, Cece, who's become very aggressive, and I don't know what to do but to ask God to help.
Well, that is not foolish whatsoever. Thanks for sharing that. Any other prayers on this side? In the back. Okay, let's go to this side. Just raise your hand. It'll end.
I'm Lynn. I just want to ask prayers for our president,
the United States. There's a lot of things going on right now, and I want to ask prayers for his family and all the people that he's asked to help him with his presidency. And I know every day things change, so we need to make sure that we do have a president that cares about God. Thank you.
Yes, we always should be praying for his safety.
Bless.
Yes.
I want to pray for my daughter and my son and my daughter-in-law. They are not following Jesus right now, and it's been very hard on our family. And I just pray that you will ask for prayers that they come to Jesus. They have a repentant heart, and they let go of the enemy, because the enemy has such a stronghold on them right now. And we really need your prayers.
You bet. Shelby, we'll be happy to pray for your family.
Thank you so much.
Do you have names for the children, or just?
Jackson, Haley, and Kara.
Jackson, Haley, and Kara. Mm-hmm. And then Shelby, right behind you is,
yes,
Leah.
I just want to keep Louise in your prayers. She's not feeling good today, is why she's not here.
Okay. Thank you for bringing her up. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Beth.
Beth, I want to pray for our friend Debbie Ennis. Had her shoulder surgery, and she's got her physical therapy to go through. And let's remember Debbie as she gets well, and she can get back out on the river and do all the kayaking she loves to do.
Well, see, Jimmy, your husband's kind of like me. We really need you two to get well, because you got to chop that wood, change the oil in the car. So get well. Marion.
My name is Marion, and I'd like to lift up Tim Watts in Texas. He's the man with bone cancer that Hank was going to do the service for, and Hank has been relieved of that, so is not doing his service. But we just want to lift up his family. He just sounded so pitiful when he called yesterday. It was just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
A praise. Yesterday, my sister had the best day that she has had in months and months and months, and that's Alice and some of y'all. But I was just thrilled, and we laughed, and we talked, and we called everybody I could think of to call just for her to say hello, and just we took pictures, and I just want to thank God for that.
You bet. Thank you, Marion. Any other prayer requests? Oh, right behind you, Phil Lynn.
I just want to ask that we keep Deborah Hall in our prayers as well.
Yes.
I don't know what her details are at this point, but she's still struggling with health, and just please,
yes,
keep her in your prayers.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lynn, for reminding us. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Creel.
It's been on my heart and my mind. This kind of goes with what you were talking about, with praying for our president. We need to pray for this world. We need to pray as Christians to have the proper knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's certain things we need to know. And also we need to be careful what we pray. It's thy will be done. I thought about Cyrus was there. He was out. God is in control, but we need to have the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, and know we're praying, and not pray selfishly. Pray for Israel. All of the people that are in harm's way, that help us and do things for throughout the world. The world is full of believers, and the ones that are not, we're to reach out to them in whatever manner. And that's part of the Great Commission saying, but we need to know, and we need to act upon it, and not just to have our head. It's so hard to find truth and what's really going on. We've got to watch our opinions and all that junk. We don't have time for that. Thy will be done, but we need to think about it regularly and pray about it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Creel. Any other prayer requests? I don't want to miss anyone. Okay, so Phil, Todd gets that. Shelby, I think you're going to sing a song after the prayer. And so, not yet, Shelby, after the prayer. No. You can get up front if you want. That's fine, sure. So you can use this microphone that Todd has, or you can use this microphone, whichever one you want. Let's go ahead and do our prayer song.
I was going to try and introduce her, but now since you've already done it,
hey, too late. Too late.
I got an email last week about Shelby singing a song, and I said, well, can I see the words? And I read the words. Now, she wrote this song for the Lord, but she's going to let us listen to it.
Right. So after the prayer, Shelby, look forward.
Father, we are so grateful for that promise, the promise of your return. And I just pray as we continue to live our lives that it'll be in hope of that, in the promise of that, and that we live our lives pleasing to you. And Lord, we have concerns this morning that we want to lift up to you. We want to continue to lift up Allie as she is in nursing home and in rehab. It looks for quite a while. We just pray that you be with her and strengthen her. Give her the right mindset to be able to do the things they ask her to do. Be with Leon as they're apart from each other right now and strengthen him. I pray that our body here will continue to lift them up and be with them in any way possible. And Lord, we want to lift up Bob Swabe this morning, who's in the hospital in Tulsa. We just pray that you continue to be with him and strengthen him. Be with the doctors and nurses as they minister to him and let good decisions be made. Let them get the information they need so that he continue to progress and be able to be home soon. And Lord, we want to lift up Leon Snyder and Patty as they're going through this cancer. We just pray again that you strengthen them and that they continue to come alongside each other and make these decisions for a life ahead. And we just pray that you be with them and strengthen them. And Lord, we want to lift up Beckham this morning, who's fallen and damaged his elbow. We just pray that you'll there again, that you'll give him healing. We're praying that he will not have to have the surgery. We just pray that healing will take place. Pray that he will be calm in all this as well, and learn to take care of himself in this time that he has to physically slow down. And Lord, we want to lift up Cece this morning. Very aggressive behavior for a pet, and we just pray that as they move forward, that they'll be able to make good decisions, whether that be medical or just being able to control this aggressive behavior. And we just pray that you be with this situation. And Lord, we do want to continue to lift up our president, his family, his staff, the decisions that he's make daily. We just pray that he continues to have a prayer life, that he'll be in contact with you, that he will make those decisions based on his relationship with you and not just selfish things that others want and that he wants. We just pray that you continue to be with him as he moves forward. And Lord, we want to lift up Jackson and Haley and Kara, as at this point in their life, they're not following Jesus. And we just want to pray that someone comes and gets in front of them and confronts them about their relationship, to continue to hear the gospel in their lives, with their family and their friends, that they will be able to see their need for you. And Lord, we want to lift up Louise this morning, who's not here and not feeling well. Again, we just pray that she'll be strengthened, that whatever needs to take place, whether it's a doctor or a visit, we just pray that she'll be able to start feeling better soon. And Lord, we want to lift up Debbie this morning, who's had shoulder surgery and is now going through rehab. Again, give her the patience she needs and give the wisdom to those that are working with her that she'll be able to strengthen herself and be able to do the things that she loves to do. And we just pray that that will happen in a timely manner. And Lord, we want to lift up Tim Watts, who's going through lung cancer, sounding very, very in bad situation. We just pray that you be with him and his family as they continue to move forward in this situation. And we just pray that they continue to find wisdom in this time. And Lord, we want to lift Deborah Hall, who's going through some health issues. You know those. We just pray, again, that she will be able to get the information she needs, that she'll be able to make the best decisions for herself and for the future. And Lord, there's times that we just kind of wander around this earth aimlessly, and we just pray that you continue to remind us that we're to share the gospel with those that we come in contact with, whether that be another Christian or whether that be a non-believer. Let us continue to share what you've given to us so that others might see your love for us. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up Israel, the situation there. We just pray that we know that they are your people. We just pray that you'll give them strength, give them wisdom as they continue to interact with others. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our first responders, our police, the EMTs, ambulance drivers, fire, military. We're just so grateful for their service. We're grateful for the fact that they love to do this. And we just pray that you keep them safe as they go into harm's way. And we just pray that for their families as well, for the safety of these people. And Lord, we want to lift up our elders this morning as they continue to guide this church, to guide this congregation. We give them prayers so that they will be, again, have the wisdom that they need to have to guide us in the direction that we need to go. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our prison ministries that we've put in front of everyone this month, that we just pray that you continue to be with them, that they will have success where they go, that the ears will be open and hearts will be open to the gospel as they continue to go into these different prisons. And Lord, we're grateful for our visitors this morning who are here with family. We're grateful for their attendance, and we hope that they've been blessed by our worship time. And Lord, we want to lift up Mary. We're so good to hear that she's feeling better, but we want to continue to pray for her that she will feel the energy to attend church with us once again. And Lord, we are so grateful for the travel mercies that took place on the senior trip. We're grateful for the time that they had together. We just pray that it was a time of growth, and we just pray that you continue to be with them as they come back, and we're just grateful for their safety. And Lord, we're so good to hear that Alice had a good day yesterday. And we know that that's a huge part of what's going on in her life right now, and that she was able to visit with those that she loved and be able to share laughs. And we're just so grateful for that opportunity, and we're grateful that Marion was able to be a part of that yesterday. And Lord, I pray that as we continue to go through Sunday school and do the rest of our worship time, that we just pray that we'll be strengthened to go out through this next week, that we might be representatives for you. In your son's name we pray. Amen.